say?
Anyway, I'm Eric. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Eric.
And thanks, John. It's always good when I'm with my group, and I realize how appreciative I am because I always feel better, even on these little meetings. It's important that I'm here. You know, I think about step 11, and it seems like it's always life events that seem to bring me back to the prayer meditation of seeking to improve my conscious contact with God as I understand Him. As a result of doing the steps forward to this one through 10, and certainly 4 and 5 got me to a point where I was able to look at myself from the perspective of right and wrong, who I was, and why I was like I was, and see my part in so many things. I think for me, as I was asking for help and going through the process with my sponsor, you know, 10 and 11 were two steps, to be quite honest, in the beginning, I thought were sort of giving steps. It had been almost a year. I guess I was 10 and a half months right in the fourth, immediately did my fifth with Donnie, my sponsor, and I thought there was going to be some ease. But I find now that 10 and 11 and 12, often you hear people that have been around a while say that they try to create and live their lives in 10, 11, 12. You know what, our steps were, for me, that are just so pertinent. I mean, in terms of my spirituality, the spiritual journey, this conscious contact with God, I pray for. In 11, you know, it asks that we try to align our thoughts and actions as to what God would have them do, not us. And that's a relinquishment, I think, of self-will. I know it is for me. And there's a great deal of humility in that. It talks about that intuitive thought and a decision that we ask for. And then if you're an alcoholic like me, this is not a hard thing to do. And then it tells us to take it easy. Sort of praying for patience, if we can, the right answer to come. You know, I find that as you know, one day turns into the next, and life experiences happen in sobriety. God has a sense of humor. You know, He sends things my way, sometimes in clusters. Getting back to the intuitive thought or decision, I really wasn't sure on you know. You know, the thought or decision part is what I was praying for, but that intuitiveness, that comes from within, my sponsor taught me. That's sort of a feeling that centers inside yourself, that even if it's not the right thing for what you're praying for, it could be outcome. It keeps sort of coming back to me over and over again. And if I'm paying attention to those feelings that keep sort of recentering themselves on what I'm praying for, even if they're bad, or not necessarily bad, but not the outcome I'm looking for. By doing these steps, I've been taught to pay attention to those feelings. Because for me, I believe that God driven from a power greater than myself, or God as I understand Him. So, you know, in this chapter, or in this step, it talks about, you know, being new, or just making conscious contact, you know, with God. And, you know, in step 3, we made that decision to turn our will of life over to God of our understanding. You know, we may do things, and I think back early on that sort of there were a lot of things I did that I thought were inspirational from God, but really weren't. They were my interpretations. So, you know, this step turned, I think for me, and part of it too is the meditation, and you know, and that's a work in progress for me. You know, quiet myself, I find early part of the day is so important. You know, doing the readings, staying, you know, conscious of these pages 84 to 88, and for me, certainly helps reground myself in a spiritual way. And you know, I think 11 will forever be a work in progress, as my sobriety will be. But the words are always right there. You know, the third paragraph up from the bottom is the shortest one of the big book. It's five words. It works. It really does. So there's so much content, content in this. But I think the resonating thought for me is you know, by asking for help every day, asking to God of my understanding to keep me away from one drink or one substitute for a day at a time. I'm sober, and I can continue on this journey. You know, I've been hit by a few things over the last 6 months that have been you know, very well. You know, they've been, I won't say testing, but they've been challenging for me. I've been very sick as a result of being infected with COVID-19 for quite a long period. It was a tough struggle, but you know, one thing that never let me down was prayer. And, you know, it works, it really does, you know, like it says. So I'll continue on the journey in step 11. I think, you know, always seeking conscious contact with God. You know, it's a beautiful way of life. Spiritual life is truly a beautiful way of life. I have much more calmness, much more serenity in my life. And, you know, it's made me, you know, this process of these steps has made me a different person in all aspects of the realm of my life. And I certainly know when I take my will back, you know, it's how much do I want to pay the price? Am I listening to an intuitive thought or decision? Am I praying for patience and waiting for the answer? And am I discussing it with my sponsor, many men in this group that have guided me since the day I came in here? So 11 for me is really, really, and I appreciate being asked to speak on 11, because in recent days, I've been having to constantly revisit these thoughts, these spiritual thoughts, and ask for help. Anyway, that's all I have tonight. Thank you so much, John, for asking me. It's nice to be here.
Thank you, Eric.